unsure how best to save for retirement, can't understand the tax code, too many kids, not enough tuition money? Don't give up. Help may be easier to find and, in the long run, more affordable than you think. Financial planners are often thought of as being something for rich people. But Michelle Singletary is here to tell us otherwise. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post. She joins us on Tuesdays. Michelle, can a financial planner be right for me?
It might be, or he or she might be. And if you're confused about things, if you're not sure what to do, or if you've already got a plan and you want a second opinion, I certainly think that hiring a financial planner or a financial advisor is well worth the money.
What do these people do?
To think of them as architects. They take a look at your financial house and tell you if you need a wall here or you need a better foundation here. They may recommend things like life insurance, disability insurance. They will check to see if you are well diversified. And you know, lots of folks don't like the idea of paying someone money to look at what they're doing with their money. But I'm a convert. I think that it's worth the money to have someone make sure that you're doing the right things, because you don't want to wake up down the road 10, 20 years and realize that you've made an error.
So how about cost for this? That's why people don't call financial advisors. They figure it's going to cost me too much.
Fee-only planners that charge an hourly fee to help you look over your financial plan, those fees can range anywhere from $100 an hour to $250 an hour. If you want a comprehensive plan and say you don't have a lot of money, you might want to go with someone commission. Now, mind you, if you go with someone commission, they're going to be selling you products and in which they might be getting something in return. So you need to ask those questions. What are you getting in return for pushing this particular product? You know, it really depends on your horizons. I have my planner's a combination of both fee and commission. But again, ask the right questions, do a research. I mean, you're not going to turn your whole financial life over to this person and just say, tell me what to do. Whatever they tell you to do, you need to do a little bit of research to make sure that whatever they're recommending is right for you.
You know, I know this is a primary sort of recommendation in your new book. I wouldn't know how to begin to find one and whether or not the person I find is right for me. How do you know that?
Well, you ask around, see who has a financial advisor, see if they like them, interview. I would suggest you interview at least 2 to 3 folks. You might want to start with some of the associations that have lists of financial planners. For example, the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors. This is the fee-only financial planning group, and they have you can go to their website and look in your area and find someone. There's also the Financial Planning Association. These people steer you to planners that have this designation called Certified Financial Planner, or CFP. There are other associations that you can look for that have other designations in which to find a financial planner.
You know what? I would say that most people would figure, the heck with this, I'll just figure it out myself. But if Michelle Singletary is using a financial planner, maybe I should go beyond just thinking about I'll do it myself.
You know, I hate to tell people one way or the other. I did it because I wanted to be sure that I was doing the right thing. And also, financial planners can look at your tax situation, which they did for us, and they found some tax breaks that we hadn't considered. But listen, if you don't have the money, do something. I mean, just, you know, have a plan. But if you're starting to, you know, get on good ground and you've got a little bit of money in the bank, I think it's a good price to pay for someone to help you down this financial road.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of the new book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. She joins us every Tuesday on Day to Day. Thanks again, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.